Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Then you must find God's ordained strategy for sustaining his own children and build your life there. Say amen. And one of those systems that God has given to us is what we call the prophetic atmosphere. The prophetic atmosphere. That the atmosphere. That what's a prophetic atmosphere? It is that kind of atmosphere where God's voice is not difficult to discern. I didn't say to be a prophet. I said a prophetic atmosphere. The strategy of Satan against a prophetic atmosphere is entertainment. I don't know if this sounds like a Christmas message, but Owambe, Abi, Owambe, Owole. Please understand me. Don't hear the jargons. Hear what I'm saying. So that when you see Satan's strategy, you can put your finger on it. Don't look for Satan in the spirit realm. Look for him in that television box. Reduce entertainment. Reduce what you expose your soul to. Because entertainment is the fertile ground for seeds to be sown. Whether by God or Satan. I didn't say don't watch TV. I'm not a member of Deeper Life Church. I said reduce it. Are you with me now? Can I teach this thing briefly and carry my wahala and go? I am telling you now that the progress you are going to make next year will be built on solid decisions you are going to make today. Some of you will go back home, you have 4 SIM cards. Go home and pray. Which of these SIM cards should I be using next year? Once you get, break the remaining ones. How can it be earning 50,000 and you are keeping 3 SIM cards? This one is WhatsApp. This one is Telegram line. This one is the main line. For what? Who is looking for you? Break that thing. That's why there's devourer in your life. You buy recharge card, 1-5 here, 2-5 here. Break it. Keep one. You can't afford 2 SIM cards. Who are you impressing? No, this is my WhatsApp line. This is my... Break it. One thing is needful. You may not like it, too, but that's the easiest way to describe what I'm saying. How can you be keeping 4 SIM cards? For what? Who is looking for you? I was watching a video and I saw Tedola's phone and I became ashamed. Those guys know something. When you see them buy a Lamborghini, it's not their money. It's profit, return on investment. That is buying that thing. Your brother asked for 250 million. He got, what's his name? 250 million. Was it 250 million or 200 million? He got money that me I need to buy land. He, just by saying something. That before we woke up to hear that somebody requested for money, Owo Tikpe, the money don't complete. Do you know what we can do? If 3 of us share 250 million, our hallelujah will be different. I say, Tina, when we leave now, let's go to Abuja. We'll come tomorrow. We'll go now and come back now. How much is a flight to Abuja? make any sense. We just want to go and greet somebody. Ah, come, let's go now. You will not say no because we just shared 250 million. How much has it? Let's go. No. Let's go. You want to go to follow us? We just spent like, we will eat now. We will eat when we get there. Let's just say 400. We are back. So the way to understand the kingdom is to put a financial value to it. You will now understand that the best way to understand God in the scripture is to understand how money works. Because God... take hold of your soul. It's the same way the way to gain mastery over money is to make it serve God. It's not by keeping it. Use your money. Let it serve God. Let your money be crying. Who put you in this man's account? When you use your money to serve God, the more you do it, it loses its hold. Say there is he that keepeth more than is necessary. That means in God's mind, there is an amount he expects you to have. Every other thing must go to the expansion of his kingdom. To serve people. To help people. To be a blessing. And it's not when you become a millionaire. You will start practicing it now. So at the day you need to pay tithe of 200 million, your mind will not, your heart will not stop beating. You will not be angry at your pastor. I'm not the one asking for the tithe. I said, but don't be angry at me. Just pay your tithe. I'm not even aware. I don't get alert. One of these two people, you are configured to serve. If you follow the voice of God, it creates an atmosphere over you that continues to fund that kind of life that heaven supports, that this operating system, this new operating system supports. If not, you work with God today, then tomorrow there's a system upgrade, and this application cannot work on this new one except it's upgraded. So you'll be hearing this application cannot be supported by Safari 14.2. It's because you chose to remain where heaven has left. The scripture said that in the day God led the children of Israel by the pillar of what? Of cloud. So what happens is that if they were sitting here resting and the cloud suddenly started moving, it was a sign from God that whatever you are doing here now, God is not there again. There is no emotion to the voice of God. When God speaks to you and gives you a sign that you should move from this place, every other thing, because you will now know, one of the ways you will know God has spoken, you will start finding reasons why you should stay. Your emotions will now become attached to something. You will be rationalizing. Once you see that you are, without thinking too much, you are getting your reasons, know that God has left that place. That's how we discern. Because many times, some of you want to hear a voice. What God wants you to learn is discernment. You will not hear a voice, but you will discern. God is not here again. The thing about discernment is that it only gets skillful with time. That means if God speaks to you now and you are able to discern that thing that God was trying to lead you to from point A to point B, and you made that decision, then you now see the result of that obedience. Next time when God is trying to lead you and you also obey, you will start seeing the way that thing works. It's not like magic. It's not... it's not like something you will just understand. You have to go through it to understand how it works. That's the thing with discernment. That's why the best time to learn discernment is when you are young. When you have a lot of when you have a lot at stake, it may be very hard to master discernment because you will put a lot of people, including your family members, at risk. If Abraham didn't know how to discern God's voice, taking his son to that mountain, he can't do it. But he had learned to hear God for years, even when there was no manifestation. He had learned it. He had mastered. He has learned to trust that voice. So there is an atmosphere that guarantees those kind of operations. It's called the prophetic atmosphere. And I'm not saying be a prophet. I said it's an atmosphere. Once it's open over you, everything around you talks to you. Huh? Everything around you talks to you. You can get to the bus stop, you are on your way out of Lagos, and you get to the park, and you're just somewhere wearing a t-shirt. No bus here. And show one guy doing his hand like this. Or you, and you will descend in your spirit. Somebody is saying something here. I don't know if you are with me. I'm not saying you should be looking for people wearing t-shirts. I'm saying that when that atmosphere is open, God talks to you through everything. So when you tell people, I heard God, it didn't mean I heard a voice. It doesn't mean I heard a voice. It means I descend. Come on, say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Lord, open my ears. Let me hear. Lord, open my heart. Cause me to descend. This issue of prophetic atmosphere is the reason why it seems we can be listening to the same message, but we are getting different things out of it. Because the way we hear, different. And when you are in a prophetic ministry like this, these are things that you should be masters of. I told you, when many of you pray in tongues, you pray in tongues and rattle like parrots. Because that's what they said to you. Jude 20 said, we build up ourselves. Give me Jude 20. We build up ourselves the most holy faith. Give me Jude 20. Let's look at it together. Jude has run away from the Bible. But you, beloved, now, stop. There is a condition here that has been missed by many. That for this process to be effective, you must be established in the love of God. Did you see it? Can you see it? But you, beloved, this instruction is to people who are established in the love of God. This process only works when you have obeyed the first command of love. You can see why somebody can be praying in tongues for 4 hours and is not getting the kind of result you are getting. Check for love. Many Christians are bitter. And they have scripture for it. When many Christians threaten you, you are not sure if it's Abijah or Ishawuru that threatened you. It sounds the same. Who is the popular Abalis in the East? Eh? I don't know them there. You almost want to think you are threatened by a herbalist. When some Christians say, except it's not this ground. Like my mechanic that used to play me, it's an Afa. But when he wants to enter me, we remove his slippers. An elderly man say, look at the ground we will all enter when we die. Oh God, this thing are 15,000. Now, for a Yoruba man, that thing has meaning to us. When you remove your shoes, you are saying that with your feet on the floor, you cannot lie again about this matter. That's for we, it's a cultural thing. But because you added Afa to it. So me, I'm expecting that it's double assurance. But there's no assurance. Again. Because two of them now, they're even looking for new partners. There's no assurance. I said it now. I've said it before. People don't know when you better, before you start singing or doing tattoo, wait till you get married. Before the wicked people put eye on you. Assurance. There's only assurance in the blood of Jesus. Don't be so full of yourself. The world doesn't revolve around you. Where was I? Are you getting blessed? He said, you beloved, building. The word building there is a continuous process. Somebody prayed in tongues 14 days fasting and prayer and then closed shop. Say, pastor said to next year again. You see, because nobody ever came to us to say, why are you not praying? There was no soldier, no angel of the Lord came to you with a sword. The way they came to Balaam and said, if not for this donkey, I would have struck you. We didn't understand that every time believers raise prayers from the earth to the heaven, we texture the atmosphere and push evil backwards. There is one activity that does not end in God's presence, is prayer and worship. So when I said we've closed online services for the year, I didn't say you should stop praying because some people heard their idols. Some people heard no fasting again. Meanwhile, I already saw you that January 1, the Lord said you start fasting again. As I said it now, those who that word was for, they have heard it. And even if you close your mind to it, the word will pursue you as you are. When you get to the bus stop, the word will say that word is for you. Say amen. Amen. See, this pastor is very wicked. Building up a continuous process. This is a spiritual activity. Building up yourselves. In your most holy faith. God is saying there are degrees of consecrations that pertain to your faith. There's a way he sees your response of faith to him. They are graded. Some are separated, some are holy, some are most holy. It's the same verse we have been reading, but some of you have seen this thing for the first time. He said, building up yourself in your, that means your faith, the token that was allocated to you from the time you first came to Jesus, God expected a continuous evolution and growth of that seed to the point that it becomes a colossus. It's something that is mighty. Something that has been built. Like block upon block, layer upon layer, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. This activity here does not suggest careless praying in tongues. It suggests praying by revelation. That you have a revelation behind this activity. You know exactly what you are doing. That every time you open your mouth, there is a construction going on in your spirit. That there may be something God wants to do. That thing is forming. But you are not really sure yet. It's, you can sense God is trying to give a direction to your life. But it's not, the information is not complete. So when I pray, this scripture of a construction, a building, a coming together of ideas, a coming together of revelation, an unveiling of that which has been veiled. That thing which is kept veiled and sealed and is about to be broken and opened. But I need to stay in the building process. I need to stay on that side. Katra kapusia, veloto, karito basa, leader, Ukraine dukub. When I am praying like this, my resource don't matter again. Because I am coming out with only one outcome. Don't marry her. Why? I don't know. But the heavens have spoken. Maria. What's our local government? I don't know. Who is our father? I don't know. So what? On what basis is this decision? He said, Maria. That's all. That's all. That's all. That, he said, God said he doesn't want our decisions to rest on the arm of flesh. Because the arm of flesh will fail. That means under the prophetic atmosphere, you are entitled to timely update from the spirit realm on activities concerning your life, around you, your family, before they begin to happen. God prepares you, recalibrates you, and sometimes you will not even know why you are praying with such intensity or why you have to wake up at a particular time and you started praying because the heaven needed to register somebody on earth to receive what was coming. Because if there's a man to pray, there is a God to answer. But if there's a God to give answers, but no man to pray, destiny suffocates. You can enter 2022 with a clear strategy from heaven. Don't enter the year checking Instagram first thing in the morning. Nobody's looking for you. Nobody's looking for you. Leave that thing. Let them keep liking the picture. And the devil knows, because we all complain that we don't have time. Go and check your screen time, or there's somewhere on your phone, some setting. Check it. Let them tell you what you have been doing. That thing is even a better Christian in terms of your time usage than even you. If that phone is not going to do the will of God, forget it. Let me tell you something. I was watching Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is a news channel with some Islamic bias. You may, even from the name, you should know. They invited a woman in Europe who is trying to modernize Islam. She's trying to make Islam become more acceptable. So she even started a mosque. Tried to change a few things, you know. She even allowed, I think she was even like, oh, even if you are gay, you could come. She was trying to, like, sell an idea that would not make Islamic fundamentalism look like the easiest way to describe Islam. So they invited her on into the studio, and they started asking her, why are you doing this? Oh, she said, you know, a lot of people don't understand that Islam is a religion of peace. She started saying so many things, and she was really, you know, very modern. She wore the hijab, but she wore it in another way, you know, very stylish. And I liked her. She was talking well. Then they invited another sheikh or imam from the East, Arab, UAE, one of those countries. That one was dressed like a real Christian. Like a real... They said, they mentioned this title and said, please, you've been listening to our guests. What do you have to say about this new thing that is coming to Europe that is spreading like wildfire? He said it's not of Allah. QED. He said, you are a shame to Islam. Kim Barupa Kata. I said, we see how people like... He said, where did Islam give you the place to even stand and be saying the things you are saying? You cannot change it. This is the way we are. He said, you talk about people dying in the name. He said, it is in the Quran. People will die for Allah. People will kill for Allah. It's in the Quran. You can't change it. You can't make it look good. You can't whitewash it. It's in the Quran. The woman was trying to say, will you keep quiet? He was shouting, keep quiet. When someone of my ranking is talking, you can't talk. Forget about that you're in Europe. Forget that, keep quiet. Hey. When we finish deceiving ourselves, the rules are still the rules. And we try to make it look fine. What is in Sokoto is in Sokoto. We try to make the gospel look woke. And the devil is weakening our spiritual resolve, weakening our spiritual sensitivity, taking away our spiritual giftings. And all of a sudden, we can't hear God again. The rules are still the rules. Those who stay in the desert are still hearing God. Those who separate themselves, they are still hearing God. Say, build up yourselves. You can't entertain and build at the same time. Cut your activities. Don't be everywhere. We have so much we need to do. We can achieve a lot. You can achieve a lot in this new year. Cut off that rubbish. There's too much of fun around. Let's focus. Let's build systems. Let's set our lives on a new trajectory. Let's take this course. Let's start the process. You can be better. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame your mom. You can be better. Build up yourselves. This is a very powerful scripture. Excuse me, Pastor David. This scripture, you've read it before. Did this scripture says, build up yourself in your knowledge of the Bible? Did it say build up yourself in your connections? That means that the primary ingredient that God will use to move your life forward at any stage is your faith. It's your faith. If your faith generator can't carry it, God won't put it in your hands. You may say you believe. You may say, I know God will do it. Yes, he can do it, but he will not do it. So when I pray in tongues like a madman, like a madwoman, you are praying because you are stretching capacity for something that is coming. And when that thing comes, nobody can stop it. I say nobody can stop it. He said, build up yourself in your most holy faith. You pray caterpillar type of tongues. Build those kind of tongues. Because you are seeing something that is forming in your spirit. You are seeing a new level. You are seeing a new face for your mind. You are seeing a new face for your ministry. You are seeing a new level of growth coming to your life. And you see that where you are, you can't enter it like that. So you enter into the prayer closet. That's why we pray in tongues. That's why we pray in tongues. It's not a thing for lazy people. It's not a cheap thing. The devil tries to commonize it. You find comedians going on stages, and we even bring them to church, and they are playing with it, playing with holy things. This is what God says, has capacity to build my spirit to the point where all the elements can come together. It's what somebody is playing with. The difference between where you are and where you'll be in the next 3 months, that's it there. That's it there. The issue here is not that we are not speaking in tongues. Are we speaking consistently to the point where all the missing elements, the Holy Ghost can be bringing them? Don't tell this one your matter again. Don't tell this one your matter again. This one, she's smiling at you. She said, don't tell her your matter. He said, why? She said, which? This one, make him your friend. And as he's telling you, all of a sudden, you will lose a desire to connect with this person and find a desire. You see, you need to know how this tongue thing works. Why do you come out of the place of prayer and you come out with some kind of emotions? You go in on shore, you come out like, God has done it. But you didn't pray. You just stayed with him and prayed in tongues. This is how to stimulate the prophetic atmosphere. 2022 is not going to be a mysterious thing. It will only be mysterious to those who don't do this thing. Except you are ready to go and look for human head and they will catch you when you get to Ibadan. But that's where they always catch them. Shagamu, Ogun State, they always catch them. Come to Lagos and walk, no. They still caught one cleric with human head. Before you lay hand on me, sorry, hope you are not part of those carrying human. Don't touch me with your head, though, with your hand. Though. Let me know. Are you part of them? Say no, okay, pray. Don't you go to the south and see people that don't even look born again. I go into your house now. I see your family now. I see this now. One spirit is there. And you look, even this guy looks like he needs to be saved. He looks like he needs to give it, but he's a prophet. And they are there. So if I go to South South and begin to preach prophetic, they will not listen to me. They want power. Build up yourself in your most holy faith. That means whatever I get out of this process depends on me, not even the Holy Ghost. We are not praying enough. We are not praying enough. Let us settle that one. The guys in the Old Testament prayed more than us. We have all the revelations against prayer. We have all the activities, fun activities. Even things we do in church, including singing. Singing or worship should go with prayer. It should not be without prayer. I'm called to the music ministry. You have no ministry. You have no ministry. People who don't want to pray, they are running, they say they are joining choir. They have. You don't have it. There is nothing like music ministry in the Bible. We have the ministry of the word that can be expressed in music as a psalmist. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. But it was a song. It was a song. Oh my God. Revelations. Revelations. Give me Revelations 5. Revelations 5. This is your Christmas message. Revelations 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song. So that means there are old songs in heaven. Songs declare seasons. I said to you guys some few weeks ago, when you wake up in the morning and you wake up with some song, note them, mark them. Mark them! That song is, they are keys. They have information for you. You go into the bedroom. Some songs just come out. Songs that you've not remembered for 1840. Who knows what I'm talking about, please? They always come, maybe as you are waking up or in the bedroom. They will just come like that and we refuse to go. And you will sing the song for the next 30 minutes. Please, don't just sing. Note those songs. Something happened. In the last 2 weeks now, we battled with the health of my daughter. It was so severe. When I came last Sunday, we were coming from the hospital with my daughter. So I came in tired, wasted. But somewhere in between that service, I knew if there was any window, it was now. So I prostrated there. And I received the victory for my daughter. Tina, before Sunday, I prayed. Before Sunday, we prayed. As soon as I finished praying, the temperature will 39 degrees. But under a corporate anointing. Under a corporate anointing, there are certain things that break. I am the pastor. It was the same pastor that prayed at home that came to preach. I got home. My daughter recovered that day. Do you understand what I'm saying? But we've been on it. Like 12 a.m., we rushed to the hospital again in the middle of the night. In the morning, we are back. Because we didn't. The thing was playing Ludo with us. It was. Then the matter now came, worsened everything. So when I come to church, I didn't come because I'm a pastor. I came for myself. I came for my family. That warfare broke in the midst of the service, and I knew it had broken. But it was the same pastor, but the atmosphere was different. You must learn how to identify those kind of atmospheres. Don't play with it for the sake of your death. Even if you don't love yourself, at least do it for your children. Let's even agree that you don't care about anything. You don't have any passion for life. Do it for your children. Do you know there are people at home now? They didn't go to church today. Because they already know what we'll preach on Sunday. Christmas, love yourself. Let's merry making. 3 years ago, one church here. You listen to what people preach on Christmas. You ask yourself if people are actually out of their minds. Nothing about Christ. Nothing looks like Christ. Look at this. They sung a new song. Songs give us notice of new seasons, of what God is doing now. You can't be a spiritual person and not love songs. Even if you can't sing, I'm telling you, you miss a lot of vital information if you don't like songs. I'm not a fan of Nathaniel Bassi. I have my own spirit people that I follow. But this last few seasons, these last 2 weeks, now Nathaniel, God give me. Deal with it. Now wait till we get with this take. What's that hallelujah song? Hallelujah. Now with a single. Now God use break the battle. Now God use give us miracle. Now God use give us. But you know, on a good day, I won't. But that's where God directed my feet to. He said, oh, yeah, I'll be singing. Say, your daughter is okay, I'll be singing. Oh my God, no. It's hot. Hallelujah. You will act that drama till the manifestation will come. People want to see manifestation first. Now lie. You know they work like that. You can't be a madman. You want to follow God. Where do you think you are? Where is mad people that are here? You say, change your wife's name. Sarah. Say, God, the shame is enough. You say we should change name again. He said, change. Tell her from today that Sarah. Say, sir, she no get womb. He said, I say, change her name. Mama Sarah, people go lie. Say, this man and his wife, this is the Bible with the scatter their head. Yeah, you too. Oh, yeah, change. Abraham, father of many nations. You see, the only thing is that God did not go to school. You understand? You know, you went to school. You went to Futa. You went to Lautech. You went to UNAD. Some of you even went to University of Hampshire. What do you call that place? Some of you went to, let me call it the wrong way, Leicester. In those days when we didn't know how to pronounce Leicester, it's a Leicester. You can go to all the goables. If you don't understand this, you can't walk with God. If you don't understand faith, when God tells you to jump, you will question, you'll be angry. God says, yeah, jump now. Baba, did you bring me from the bank to be doing jumping lessons? He said, I say jump. You want that 10 plus? Oh, yeah, jump. Be jumping on this street. Be jumping. Baba, they were arresting me. Say, jump. Jump for your future. Jump for your death. Oh, yeah. Be saying it. Say, sir, is that not your pastor? Say, what? Say, maybe God has spoken to him. See, ah. But why is Pastor Olesi embarrassing us? They asked Bishop Oyedepo, you learned faith from us. Kenneth Copeland. Say, you learned faith. You say you read our books. How do you gather more than 200,000 in Canaan land? We don't even have that kind of result. You say, I danced them in. He said, I danced them in. Sir, Kenneth Copeland had to open up like, it's like I'm learning faith from you. You say you learned it from, you say I danced them in. Eh. See, when they close, they say, all of you go. Me, I come back with my shekere. Hey. It is the result you people will see. The sacrifice you will offer, nobody must see it. Only you and your maker. I said the sacrifice you will offer before him. The sacrifice of praise. Only God, you and your maker must see that sacrifice. Sacrifices that changes people's destiny. It's in the middle of the night. Go and put it at the Orita Meta, that junction. No, anybody that, nobody must see it. If you see it, you carry it with your head. Don't play with songs. He said they sang a new song. They didn't learn it. It was spontaneous. Watch out for spontaneous singing. Songs you didn't learn. But they just come like that. Oh, Makabala da Bokosha. It doesn't have to be something rehearsed. I'm telling you the technology, because some of you don't like it. You like your life organized. That's the first thing God will do, is scatter it. They sang a new song. There was no choir. They sang a new song. And what is the song? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God. And look at it. Excuse me. Jesus has been in heaven before now. But this song just came out. When he came to heaven, what are they saying? Lift up your head. They were arguing. But when John saw into heaven, Panikazuta, thou art what? They saw him in another way. Every time you see God in another way, you will break into revelations. You will break into songs. That is how I know you didn't see anything, because there was no song. And has redeemed us to God, and by your blood, out of every kid, out of Ishan, out of Yoruba, out of Edo, out of Amadioa, out of Ogun, out of Masquerade, out of your village witchcraft, he redeemed us out of every kindred, and every tongue, and every people, and every nation. You brought us, you redeemed. Do you want me to redeem? How much is this one? Say, take, give me. Give me, give me, give me, give me. When you check your record in heaven, you will not see Nigeria again. You will see Zion. You will see Zion. You will see Zion. You check your record. You are not in Nigeria. Give me next verse. And you have made us, when he redeemed us, this is the part of the song. This part of the song. And you have made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. This is a song. When Moses taught the people the law, he suspected before he died that they will forget. So he composed everything into a song. People don't forget songs. There was one boy, that time when they live for barrack, go to teach him something, no go understand. Go to teach him something, no go understand. Like, this guy can't know book. Then somebody played one music just by the other flat. The boy just got up. He just started singing. My lady, I will kill you today. You know no mass, but you know Amakupa. We started, I will kill you today. No sabi English, but he sabi Amakupa. There's something powerful. It's a powerful communication tool. The devil knows it. The devil uses it. You despise it. But because there's no vacuum, your heart must deviate. You must still go back to Babylon and pick a song. There are some of you that have all those songs on your phone. If you, as you are leaving here, go and delete it. Or that phone will crash. Don't say I didn't warn you. If your phone is very expensive, go and delete all those things. You cannot sue me. I spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Let me round up. One of the major elements of the prophetic atmosphere is prophetic music. It's a very important aspect where God is able to talk to you through songs, where God is able to minister to your soul, take away depression, take away pain through songs. It is your covenant right. One of the ways to be filled with the Spirit is through songs. God equates being drunk with the Spirit with being filled with Holy Ghost music. The same effect that alcohol has in the body is the same effect that spirit music has on the soul. So why are you looking at all those Bible verses where people are drinking alcohol? Something is wrong with you. Why? You memorize all those scriptures. You have them in your head. Say, drink wine for the affliction of your soul. Do you have affliction in your stomach? Do you want the affliction of Timothy? So that we can write you letter, be drinking. Say, the Bible says. Bible says. That's where your voice is very loud. The Bible says. Hey, they say, the Bible says, when is action? We will write you a letter since we know your area. That as your pastor, be drinking. One of our brothers, when I was in Ajegunle, some of you didn't know I used to live at Ajegunle. The real Ajegunle, not this one in Ikorodu. Give me Ephesians 5:15. So they wanted to ordain the brother. I said, Dickie, he's an elderly man. He's my friend's uncle. I know all these your uncles. They are the ones that normally drink all those things. Your uncles. You remember some of them? Ebenezer. You see their stomach. You know this one is drinking. They wanted to ordain the man because he did in church. He used to come to church well. He used to support a building project. So they made him deacon. So my own friend attends Christ Embassy. And I say, uncle, but you know, say they drink. How you go take do this matter? He said, no, I will not be drinking green again. I will change to can. He said, sir, he said, look, open the under the bed. Brought out can, good, can, stuff. He said, no, so, you know, because of the ordination now. So I will not be buying outside again. I'll be doing those cans so that this one you can just drink and say, see, it's the same thing that is inside. He said, you know, this one looks more responsible. See? Be not drunk with wine. It's in the Bible. Look at it. Now, I want to round up. Now, this is a standard Christmas message. Say amen. Amen. Give me another version. I want to see what the word circumspectly looks like. Let's start from there. Circumspectly. See them. That means see to yourself. Watch yourself that you walk circum. Nobody will do it for me. Pay careful attention how you walk. Watch your step. Nobody will. Don't say someone who is pastor is praying. Check where you are putting your leg. Listen to me. If there's a guy that you like, even if he's a prayer warrior, even if both of you are married, but you like yourself before, and you lock the door, and you are sharing Bible verse, I can put 50,000 on this table. And I know I will win. The way you went is not the way you will come out. This thing doesn't respect Bible verses. It doesn't respect the revelation you had yesterday. You'll be saying, I'm ashe. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say, hey, we are gone. You will say, but we should not have done this thing. Then you do it again. Because the flesh doesn't use Google Map. It just goes straight to where it's going. It's you that needs to know where traffic is. Flesh is straight anywhere. If you want to make it to hell, just go straight. You can't miss it. But you want to go to heaven, you must walk circumspectly. Now, give me King James again. Walk, see that you walk circumspectly, not as what? That means those who walk anyhow. Those who believe God understands. And yes, he understands. That's why he keeps you in primary three. God, release me to my destiny. My destiny, my destiny. Say, don't worry. Don't worry about your destiny. Your destiny is not going anywhere. Eh? But eat. Eat now. Your future is not going anywhere. But be just stay here. Be eating. Primary three. My other servant, you, go and represent me in America. You, go to Belgium. You, go to... my destiny. Your voice will be very loud. But your future will not go anywhere. You, both of you will be there. Jamie in San Francisco. You'll be here. We'll be here in San Francisco. All of us will be here. So I know when she came to this church. That's what we are saying. That's why you're in primary three. You will know everything. If you do not pay attention to the steps you will take in 2022, if you just go the way you went, some people will use the first 6 months of the year to be moody and to blame everybody for why things are not working. Say, pay attention to your steps, how you walk. The reason why you are where you are today is directly proportional to the quality of steps you took. Pay attention. Don't worry about other people's future. Focus on your own. Be wise. Be wise. He that is down needs fear no fall. For you to help somebody up, you must be there first. Say, my passion is to help yourself. Help yourself. Hear God for yourself. Stop hearing vision. Stop receiving prophecy for other people. There are people that can see vision of everybody except themselves. Stop. Don't say, Baba, don't talk to me for her again. Talk to me. I'm here. Huh? Baba? I'm tired. Tell me something. Tell me. I'm not going to come on here. Oh. Tell me something today. Before you pray. Brian, I saw you in the spirit realm. Sister, okay. I beg, today. No. No. Talk to me about me. Be wise. Next verse. Why are we supposed to be wise about our steps? Because we must redeem. We must what? Redeem the time. Because the days are evil in themselves. They have no respect to time wasters. The days are evil in themselves. If you are not wise, if you are not filled with the wisdom of God's word, they will mess you up. You may have aurora on your head. You may have anointing burning like fire. If you do not walk in the wisdom of God's word and as led by the Spirit of God, you will be messed up. Say, the days are evil. The days are filled with darkness. The witches are not waiting for the night time to fly. They are in the afternoon now. They come to your office. They try to mess you up. You are happy. All of a sudden, you can't explain why you are depressed. And you are on your computer. No reason to be depressed except that you are depressed. They don't wait for the night time again. The days are evil. The devil allows the economy to go bad so that people's heart will fail them. Then the devil will gain entrance into their soul. Because people will now realize that the salary cannot even take them to the bus stop. Not to even talk about taking them home. And then your mommy will call you. Oh, something happened at home. Send money. Everybody is calling you. Who are you calling? I'm just calling you. Okay, who will I call? Me. Who will I call? Say, call God. Have you ever been that frustrated? Please, who understands what I'm saying here? Everybody calls you. Who do I call? Okay, if you ask me. Now, why go ask? Everybody asking me. Me now, I don't even know what to do. Because people believe you have. See, this year, this 2022, It's better to take 3 short steps than to take 20 off points, off steps. 3 short steps and you are guaranteed. Don't just rush. You rush and you enter the same problem you entered 2 years ago. Stay. Staying in one spot is saving money. Stay. Don't rush and stay. Let your spirit be leading you. Don't just put your hand into a business. Check. Don't use that your heart to be loving people, to be having emotions. Use it to hear God. I just connected. Stop connecting. It's not Wi-Fi. Your heart is a tool for God to use and speak to you. We are using it for strange things, offering strange fire on that altar. That's why the thing is not picking signal. You have trained the soul to respond in a way that it was not designed for. The heart was designed to love God first. The accuracy of that compass is only guaranteed when the love of God is at the center. Oh my God, I wish somebody heard that one. The accuracy of that compass is only guaranteed when that heart first loves God. You cannot learn to discern the voice of God when your heart is far from Him. The first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's the first commandment. You want that compass. You want God to be able to use your heart to speak to you. Let that heart love Him. When you worship Him, weep before Him. Let everything in you worship Him. Don't worship Him like an academician. He said the days are evil. It's not prophecy. It's not prophecy again. He has told us. You may be on a good path, trying to do a good thing, but because the days are evil, things will happen. So, in order to have guaranteed victory in life, you must walk. Before you put your foot, check it. Before you enter that arrangement, check it. Just because it's a good idea, doesn't mean it's a God idea. Check it. Walk circumspectly. Be wise. Don't be without covering. Check it. I want to do this thing. What do you think? I feel somehow about it. Hold on. Next verse. The days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. You see the issue of this being unwise. It means that you already have the capacity to be wise. But you are making another decision that is like choosing to be foolish. And God says again, do not be unwise, because unwise people don't know the will of God. Look at it. He said, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That means God has something to say about everything. About that job, about that phase you are going through, about that marriage, about that brother, about that sister, about that decision. You want to leave the country? There is something that God has to say. Do not be unwise. Don't go the way you went last year. Stay until you know what He's saying. The silence of God is not a go ahead. The silence of God is not a go ahead. The silence of God is not a go ahead. People are not patient enough, sir. People are not patient enough. God is not a woke person. It's when He wants to come, He will come. It's only patient people that can walk with God. Say, do not be unwise. It's better for you to understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not be unwise. It is better to understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be rash. Don't rush. It is better to understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be in a hurry. I know they are saying, tell us, no. It is better to understand. Do you notice he didn't say it is better to hear? It's better to understand. The word understand is the same word as discern. You perceive. What the will of God? This thing looks like a good idea, but my mind, they tell me, say, make I no go there. There is discernment. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. That means we can understand it. We may not always hear it, but we can understand it. When we put two and two together, no road here. No road here. No road here. No road here. You can put two and two together. If you are trying to make a decision, and it seems you are always trying to run into safety, you want to hide your head. God is not always in safe places. God is in faith places, not safe places. God is in faith places, not safe places. God is not about to keep your head. He's about to launch you so you can take Goliath's head. He's about to launch you so you can take Goliath's head. He's about to launch you so that you can enter into the promise. Samuel told that boy, you will be king. Samuel didn't tell him we have to bring the head of a giant down. If they told him that one, he would run. Prophetic atmospheres. You can trigger this. You can fine-tune the atmosphere around you with the kind of songs you put around you. Go and get a Bluetooth speaker. Don't buy data. Go and buy speaker. Don't buy that dress. People will like the picture, but your destiny is eroding. Go and buy Bluetooth speaker. Go and get the kind of songs that attract angels. Play the songs that can make hearing God easy. Don't sit in traffic and be saying, hey, now wow, this traffic again. Wear your earpiece and change your environment around you. We may be in the same bus, but we may not be in the same location destiny-wise. Be wise. Be wise. Be wise. You can change your life by changing two or three major things that you are doing now. And the devil won't be able to do anything about it because you made a quality decision. Say, be not unwise, but understand what the will of God. Understanding may take some time, so stay there till you understand. Next verse. Look at this one. Also, be not. He talked about being unwise. Now he said, do not be drunk with wine. This is pleasure. Nothing takes away the will of God. Far from a man like that which gives him earthly pleasure. Every time you are relaxed, nothing makes the will of God strange to a man like wine. The Bible says, look not at the glass when it is red. You know, there's a way you look at wine, it will be sparkling. You go to sparkle. Once you see that sparkle, you're already drunk. Once you can see it, you're already drunk. You may just let them, like the brother in my office, his name is Christian. But he said, Benga, this shirt, now blue have been a yellow. I say, Christian, you don't belay fool. You don't drink. Otio, you don't fool. It was end of year party for office. He said, this shirt. He said, I go fit drive. I go fit drive. He said, but this shirt, now green have been a. I say, please, who is going to Okota? Come and collect this khaki. I know they. This one somebody left the island, and I'm not joking. A young man in his prime, doing well, left the party, drove, got to Yanoro Express, ran under a ditch, coming back from a party. A banker, here, Owuru, here. Nobody was pursuing him. Look not at the glass when it is red. You may not be in trouble now. You have one brother that drinks and he's quoting Bible. He even went to join workers department, welfare department. Call him. Do not be drunk. The goal of alcohol is to get you to be drunk. That's all. Everything has an agenda. Wherein it is excess, but be filled. Be filled. Be filled. You are like a big drum. Keep filling it. Keep feeling it. You spoke in tongues, but you are not filled yet. Keep feeling. Keep feeling. Then when you are tired, Play Nathaniel Bassey. Start dancing. Then listen to a message. Listen to a crazy message like this one. Don't go for normal people. They won't help you. You are looking for a pastor that speaks like a... Like you are in Nigeria, if you like. Talk like a British... We die here. We are here together. Anointing you don't get. They speak Queen's English. Can you rebuke devils and they answer you? Praise God. Just hear. Okay. Okay. No problem. They will soon open your file. This man in CNS in those days, Ori Molade, you know, he had one problem with his leg. He had one staff, one staff. There was a popular masquerade that used to operate in the community, in that area. Every time the masquerade comes out, churches close down. If they announce in Ikorodu now, here, that the masquerade wants to come out, you know what will happen now? This is Lagos, 21st century. But the law still holds. Because there's no revival yet to say this madness must stop. The government can't stop it. Anybody can say, Jack, when it's time to reveal who you are, we'll know. It coincided with the day by mistake that the day Ori Molade was on the street with his boys doing evangelism. The masquerade was coming. Everybody took off. Ori Molade could not run because of his leg. And they carried him. They had to carry. It doesn't work well. And those masquerades, they are not the ones that act film here. Those ones have charm. They came in, they started doing incantation. You see, you know, Ori Molade just stood in one spot and smiled at them. The chief masquerade was insulted that this half of a man could not even roll on his body to get away. Ori Molade took his staff, pointed at the masquerade. Jehovah! The masquerade caught fire. Not lit fire. Boom! Caught fire. All the smaller masquerades took off. That's where you begin to hear, oh, go for Lord Mose. Oh, go for him. You know, those songs came from somewhere. Revival started. But that one is a product of not being drunk with wine. Baba, yesterday's allocation is different. Today, feel me. Feel me. Feel me. Lord, there is something you can do with my life that you have not done with the life of any man on this earth before. Father, feel me. Father, feel me. Father, feel me. Lord, if you can use my life for something that will glorify you. Lord, today, Father, feel me, feel me. Feel me, feel me, feel me, feel me. Can I get one prayer person? Father, feel me. Father, feel me. Lord, if you can find my life, if you can do something, if you can do something, if you can do something with this life, Lord, if you can lay hold on this life for 2022, do something with my life that you have never done with the life of any man. Feel me.